With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. An anti-abortion bill that would force doctors to save a potentially viable fetus is a step closer to the governor's desk. On a vote of 60 to 40 today, the Montana House moved forward on a ban on abortions if there is a better than half probability that a fetus can survive outside a mother's womb. During debate, legislators spoke of the anguish over difficult pregnancies and decisions, their own or that of friends and family. The Senate has already passed a similar measure. It is one of three anti-abortion bills in the legislature, including one seeking to ask voters to accord state constitutional rights to a woman's fertilized egg at the moment of conception. Those opposed to the bill say the proposal would strip a woman's right to an abortion. We'll have more on this story later tonight. Government inspectors found almost 24,000 safety defects over a two-year period along United States railroad routes used to ship volatile crude oil. Data obtained by the Associated Press shows many of the defects were similar to problems blamed in past derailments that caused massive fires or oil spills in Montana, Oregon, Virginia, and elsewhere. Federal officials say the targeted inspections have improved safety and made railroads more responsive to concerns raised by government inspectors. The ACLU of Montana says its membership has tripled and an interest from donors and supporters of civil liberties has been heightened. The ACLU's statewide membership grew from 1,500 before President Donald Trump's campaign and election to about 4,300. The ACLU of Montana is primarily focused on criminal justice reform and racial justice issues, such as the treatment of Native American students in schools and tribal jail conditions. Montana lawmakers are taking action on multiple measures meant to keep patients from receiving large air ambulance bills. Four measures were on the House floor today, and one was heard in the House Human Services Committee. All are in response to complaints by Montana residents who were charged tens of thousands of dollars for emergency flights because their insurance didn't cover the out-of-network costs. Justin Dillingham is the chief customer officer for Life Flight Network, an Oregon-based air ambulance provider. He says the bills that Montana lawmakers are considering are preempted by federal law and would be struck down in court. Republican Senator Gordon Vance of Belgrade told a legislative panel yesterday that air ambulance companies and insurers are already making agreements for in-network coverage as a result of the legislation. A significant tax increase to cigarettes, chew, and other tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, got its first hearing in the House today, having already passed out of the Senate. As the tax proposal moves forward, it faces rising pressure from Senate Republican leadership to kill the bill. Senate Bill 354 would boost the cost of packs of cigarettes and cans of chew by at least $1.50. The cigarette tax passed out of the Senate last week on a 27-22 vote. The bill's sponsor, Democrat Mary Cafaro, a senator from Helena, says the bill will help people stop smoking while providing funding for a needed wage increase for direct care workers in senior and long-term care. But Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas says that although the bill received enough Republican support to pass out of the Senate, that was in part just to keep the bill alive in case the tax increase in the bill was needed to fill gaps in the state budget.
It's in essence a tax that if something happened that you needed some revenue, it's there. If you don't, we're not going to use it, obviously. I don't think the legislature will as a whole.
A committee of House lawmakers did not vote on the bill after initial testimony today.
I'm Nate Hedgie. Last fall, the Blackfeet tribe announced plans to reintroduce free-roaming bison to federal land outside its reservation. Nikki Willett reports that today the tribe met with state and federal agencies for the third time this year to hash out what that would look like.
Bringing bison back to the reservation and their historic range on land that now belongs to the U.S. Forest Service, like the Badger II Medicine and Chief Mountain, is a vision 8 years in the making. Irvin Carlson directs the tribe's buffalo program.
There's no models that we can look at to kind of guide us, so we're kind of building that model, and that's kind of what these working groups are about is building that.
Representatives from Glacier and Waterton Lakes National Parks, Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks, the U.S. Geological Survey, the tribe, and conservation groups attend these meetings to develop a management plan that classifies bison as wildlife and allows them to migrate across agency boundaries. But some key players, like the U.S. Forest Service and Montana's Department of Livestock, have not been participating in the talks. The tribe has no concrete plans for when it might reintroduce bison to non-reservation lands. In Browning, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
It's the Senate's turn to hear testimony on a bill to increase the gas tax in the state to generate a revenue stream for infrastructure projects. Freddie Monadas reports.
House Bill 473 passed out of the House on a 54-46 vote in March. The bill would increase both the gas tax and diesel fuel tax by about 8 cents per gallon and allocate part of the revenue to the Montana Highway Patrol and match funds for projects paid for by local government. Republican Representative Frank Garner is a sponsor of the bill and says with the increase each year,
every cent produces about $8 million. This would be roughly $60 million that it produces.
Executive Director for the Montana Infrastructure Coalition, Daryl James, supported the bill during debate in a committee hearing.
This isn't a do we or do we not pay for these road and bridge improvements. It's just the mechanism that we do it.
The House re-referred the bill to an appropriations committee before it was transmitted to the Senate.
Freddie Monadas is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service, and I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.